I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. I love that word. Fellowship, intimacy, communion. We get to commune. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. We are invited to this feast. He says, I'm not going to partake of the fruit of the vine until it's with you in the kingdom. Jesus is total abstinence until we're seated at his table because he loves us and he's anxious to be with us. He is in us. He is with us now through a glass, darkly, then face to face. And he's longing for that day. And we just get a little tiny foretaste as we commune with one another and with him, celebrate the gospel, bread broken, juice poured out, pictures of his body broken for my sin, the propitiation, that wrath appeasing sacrifice. He was crushed by his Father, took what I deserve, wrung out as a grape gives its blood. So he gave his blood for us to nourish, to sustain us, to give us life. If you're a believer in Jesus, you have no hope of your own, but you're trusting only and completely what he did for you on the cross. You're welcome to commune with us, to remember what Jesus did for all of us as part of his body. We'll serve you bread and juice. Take, hold those in your hand and reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as an act of unity in the body. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort in love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any compassionate mercy. Jesus, we have experienced all these things in the gospel. And today we're here because you have purchased us by your blood. And you've made us one. You've washed us clean and made us saints. New creation in Christ. And so we're here together to celebrate our unity with you. Our fellowship we enjoy with you and our fellowship we have with one another. And we thank you for it and we ask, would you fill us with your Spirit and empower us, encourage us to walk in step with the gospel we believe. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for a sinner like me. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away all our sins. Drink it.